Welcome to the Days for Girls podcast, a show about breaking barriers for women and girls around the world. I'm your host, Jessica Williams, Chief Communications Officer at Days for Girls International. At Days for Girls, we believe in a world where periods are never a problem. We are on a mission to shatter the stigma and limitations associated with menstruation by increasing access to sustainable period products and menstrual health education for all people with periods. Today's conversation is with Kyria Al-Assad. Kyria is a women's rights advocate, civil engineer, and businesswoman from North Lebanon. As Days for Girls, Lebanon country representative, she has led the distribution of more than 10,000 DFG kits for Syrian refugee women and more than 3,000 kits for Lebanese women affected by the Beirut explosion. And she is a committed and passionate woman who also works as a site engineer, coaches a women's basketball team, and serves as a youth advisor for the U.S. Embassy. Today's conversation is part of our special series for International Women's Day. If you would like to support Kyria, please go to daysforgirls.org/Lebanon, where you can donate specifically to the Menstrual Health Equity Campaign for Women in Lebanon. Thank you so much for your time. Now let's go on to the show. Kyria, welcome to the Days for Girls podcast. It's so lovely to have you here today. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. So Kyria, how long have you been working with Days for Girls?
Since 2015. Yes, I was an education coordinator with an international NGO in Lebanon. And I heard about Days for Girls, and then I apply for this position. I get it.
Oh, yay, that's great. And so you've been here a while, and, you know, I came on board last year, and you are a hustler, and you work so hard, because I've seen all of the projects that you are committed to, and all of your incredible work that you've done, especially in light of some really bad situations going on. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I'm really excited to share with everybody today your work. Mm-hmm. So can you talk about that? Can you talk about your work to deliver menstrual products and education in Lebanon? Like who are you serving? How are you going about that?
Yes. First, I tell you something. We try to make our best to help all people in Lebanon. Not only refugees people, and also the Lebanese one. Lebanon have a different situation because Lebanon hosting a big number of Palestinian refugees. And since 2011, hosting 1.5 million of Syrian refugees. So we have Palestinian refugees, Syrian refugees. And since 2018 or 19, Lebanon have a big economic situation about dollars and the Lebanese pound. And also after Beirut explosion, situation of in Lebanon so bad. First, we was working with Syrian refugees and Palestinian refugees and start distribution of washable pad, our kit, and do our health awareness session to change the life of women. I make it more easy. Because in women and girl in camp live in very, very bad situation. They don't have money. They don't have a safe place to change their bed. So it's not easy life.
Right. So yeah. Are you able to deliver the health education to the refugees as part of these distributions?
Yes. Before COVID-19, we make a big number of distribution, and in every distribution we did the health awareness session. We face some problem with mom because every time we must take the permission of mom so we can talk to their daughter. Do you know about the subject and how the taboo of around the subject and like this? So yeah, we take the approval from mom and we do the awareness session.
That's great. And when the explosions happened in Beirut, yeah, you were part of that emergency response. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah. First, thank you so much that our office and our team was safe. because we are in North Lebanon, not in Beirut. So directly we talk to all chapter and teams of Days for Girls around the world, Canada, Australia, USA, and start big number of kits to distribute. We went to Beirut and start distribution. The amazing part is we are the first NGO who distribute the Days for Girls kit. And some woman said, "You are the first one who thinking about this part." So you feel you make something special. So yeah.
So, you know, one of the things that you and I were talking about before we started recording was some of the taboos surrounding menstruation in your country. Can you talk about that?
We are in Lebanon two parts. We have Muslim part and Christian part, and we have the culture in total. There is a lot of taboo related for period. So a lot of girls get their information from friend or from internet. And as all of us know, it's not a right way to get this information. And the girls feel shy to ask her mom about it. So we cannot talking. You cannot take shower. You cannot go to ground and plant some flowers and like this. You cannot make food. You cannot pray. There is a lot of issue people think about like this.
Yeah. And I'm curious, before you got to Days for Girls, how did you overcome a lot of these challenges to get to where you are today?
This is why I am with Days for Girls. We are a Muslim people, and we don't talk about period and about this subject. And yes, there is a lot of taboo. So, okay, fine. Don't talk about this issue. When I listened that Days for Girls focusing about this issue, this big problem facing girls. So I said, I must be the leader here, and I must talking this issue as my main goal. And I go and I said, no, I don't need to sit. And I need to go, and I did the training for girls, and we talk a lot about it. So girls feel free, don't feel shy to ask and ask more and more. Sometimes one session, do you know our session take 1 hour and a half? Sometimes our session take 3 hours, only because girls start asking about and talking about their experience and sharing all experience. So you feel you make some changing, you're changing life.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for the work that you do. And I really appreciate you coming on the show today to talk about this. And if people want to support you and your work, where can they connect with you?
They must go to our website at Days for Girls International and give some donation kit or a big kit, supplement kit, or normal kit. So yeah.
Okay, perfect. So we'll put that in the show notes for everybody, the link. And thank you, Kyria. I really appreciate your time today. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for your time.
The Days for Girls podcast is produced by Days for Girls International. For show notes and resources mentioned in this episode, visit daysforgirls.org/podcast. If you'd like to support the work we do on the show, leave a rating or a review wherever you listen. Subscribe to the show and share episodes on social media or with your friends. To learn more about Days for Girls and to join our global movement, please visit daysforgirls.org. Thank you for listening. See you next time.